The word today is mercy. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Jesus wants his followers to pass on to others the same forgiveness and blessing he gives to us. We are to always look for ways to help others, for God first loves us, and so we should love. Here to continue our study in Matthew 18 is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Mercy.
Last week, we took the 18th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew and drew from it some of the rules that God has given to his church here on earth to work out problems and to solve difficulties when they occur. Now, I'd like to go back again to that 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and this time we're going to begin at verse 21. Actually, the steps of church discipline that we talked about last week began at verse 15 and went through verse 20. So you can look at those in case you missed the program last week. But now let's move on and go to verse 21, because we have some more teachings here that are really going to be beneficial to the Christian church. One of these that Jesus is teaching here, and in fact, this is kind of it's not a parable, it's more of a teaching, because Peter had come to the Lord and had asked a question, and he thought it was a well-thought-out question, you know, because they knew that the number 7 was a perfect number. And it was a number that occurs often in the Scriptures. And so if you were talking about forgiving people, Peter thought, well, if I ask Jesus about this, maybe if I said, Lord, what do you think? Would 7 times be enough to forgive the person who's sinning against me? And he thought maybe Jesus would say, well, that's pretty good if you're doing it 7 times, but that isn't at all what Jesus said. In fact, Jesus really shocked him. He said, no, Peter, that's not good enough. What you should do is 70 times 7. Now, obviously, it would be really stupid to figure out, well, that means 490 times, and I had to forgive my neighbor or the person that I'm arguing with or having this difficulty with 490 times. You know how ridiculous that would be. Actually, what Jesus is saying in picture language is forgive perfectly, that's the number 7, times 70, again, two perfect numbers, a 7 and a 10 multiplied, 70 times 7. In other words, forgive perfectly times ultimate perfectly, times perfectly, in other words, always. In other words, always forgive. Never let there be a time when you refuse to forgive. Now, obviously, there are other teachings about forgiveness in the Scriptures that show us that if a person is unrepentant, then you do not forgive them because they're not repenting. They're not asking for forgiveness. So that's an exception to this rule, but we're talking here about if a person is a Christian and is asking for forgiveness and wanting forgiveness, then obviously every time they should be forgiven. We certainly learn this as parents, don't we? We know how often it is that our children have violated our confidence and have violated truthfulness, for instance. How many times have your little children lied to you? In fact, I think one of the most important things parents can do is to watch very, very carefully and make sure that they spot it when their child begins to lie to them. Because if they don't spot it, the child will say, well, I got away with that. I didn't get disciplined. I didn't get spanked. They don't even know whether I'm telling a lie or not. And before long, that child can learn to be a perfect little liar, always, always making up stories, and before long you won't know whether to believe them or not. As my children were growing up, as I was trying to teach the importance of telling the truth, I explained to them what the problem would be if you never knew whether they were telling the truth or not. You wouldn't know whether to believe them. And let's say it's something very seriously important, and yet you didn't know. Could you believe them or not? Because they were so used to lying. And so I explain, one of the worst things you could do to your mom or dad would be to lie to them. If you think you're escaping punishment or you're getting out of some sort of a problem, that's not good enough, because if you lie, no one will know whether to take you at your word or not, and no one will know whether or not to believe you or not. So it kind of reminds you of the story. I think it was a fable story that most kids read when they were very little or had read to them by their parents, about the little boy who cried wolf, who was faking it and saying, "There's a wolf after me, wolf after me," and he would holler wolf, but there was no wolf. Where pretty soon people would say, "Oh, he's just pretending. He's not. He doesn't even see a wolf. There isn't even a wolf there." And then one day a real wolf came, and he's hollering, "Wolf, wolf," and they all realized this probably isn't true because he's such a liar. And right then, when he wanted everyone to believe him, no one would believe him because he had so habitually lied. And so you can see the problem. That little fable even explains it quite well. Well, now in this particular chapter, Matthew 18, we see a couple situations that Jesus explains. And he said to them, "I ask you to be ready to forgive, because the kingdom of heaven is going to be, in my little story that I'm going to tell you here, compared to a king, and he is going to settle the accounts with his servants. So when he began to settle, one of the people that owed him 10,000 talents came, and he said, since he could not and did not pay, his master ordered him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and they were thrown into prison." The servant immediately in this story falls on his knees. He says, "Oh, master, don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me. Have mercy on me." And that's why I'm using the word mercy this morning. To show mercy is to show someone a kindness and a love that they don't really deserve. You see, he actually did owe this debt. He really did owe it. It's not fictitious. This is a story, of course. But in the story, this man did owe this money. And so he begs for mercy. He begs for help. "I know I don't deserve to get this debt forgiven, but please have patience with me, and I do intend to pay it back. Please, out of pity for me, Let me in some way have more time so I can pay you back." Well, now, the master listened, and the master said, "Okay, yes, I will be merciful to you. I will let you go again, and you can work hard, see if you can repay this debt. I'm going to give you another chance. You don't deserve it, but I'm going to give it to you." Now then, in the story that Jesus is telling, the servant who was just forgiven this huge debt, and it was a big debt, this servant now has another worker that works with him that owed him some money. It wasn't much. It was a very small amount. But he goes to that friend of his and demands payment. And, of course, that friend immediately begins to beg of him, "Please be merciful to me. Please help me. Please, I want to have a little more time to be able to pay you back." And this person who had just been forgiven by his master this huge debt shows no mercy at all toward his friend. And he says, "No way, no way. You got to pay me right now or I'm going to throw you in prison and your family, and you're going to stay there until you pay me every dime." Well, some people that had been observing this whole thing saw that this man was being brutal to his friend and not merciful at all. He wasn't being kind or helpful at all. And even though the master had been very kind and merciful to him, he didn't show this to his fellow servant. And so they came and they said, "You know, this servant of yours hasn't in any way learned the idea that you want to teach him to be merciful to his people, but he's done just the opposite. he's a wicked person. He's not showing kindness and mercy. And so as a result, the master calls him in again, and in his anger, he says, I'm going to deliver you back to the jailers until you pay all your debt. Now, in this teaching story, Jesus says your heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not do forgiveness of your brother from your heart. And that's why even in the Lord's Prayer we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The same way in which Jesus has given us complete and total forgiveness, we are to forgive our fellow man. We are to do it mercifully, kindly, generously, and using the power that God himself gives us to have a friendly and kind heart to those that have sinned against us and owe us a debt. You know, I think this could be such a wonderful lesson to teach our children, just as Jesus taught his disciples here. We get so eager to have things made right for us, and Christ is so eager to forgive us again and set us back and give us a clean sheet of paper again each day so that we can go again in forgiveness and love. And yet we so often are unkind to those that have wronged us. And we find it so hard to forgive. We even say once in a while, well, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Well, that indicates the whole attitude is wrong and negative and non-Christian. So in this beautiful chapter of Matthew 18, we see the steps of church discipline, which we talked about last week, beginning at verse 15 and going to verse 20 of Matthew 18. And we see this story here about how to forgive our fellow man and show mercy and kindness and goodness and love in Matthew 18, beginning at verse 21 and going to verse 35. Matthew 18, 21 to 35. So be assured, God in his mercy forgives us. We don't deserve it. We haven't earned it. In no way are we worthy of it, but he in his love forgives us. Let us have mercy and forgive others the same way we've been forgiven.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.